With your QCCR news update, I'm Ed Halverson. At a third and final public hearing in Liverpool, Queen's residents were vocal that a proposed new land use bylaw should not change the face of rural Queens. The crowd gathered at the Liverpool Fire Hall took the opportunity to tell Region of Queens Council some of the new regulations introduced in the bylaw would interfere with their ability to produce and raise food for their families and community. Rhea Nish is raising 40 chickens and 3 pigs on 300 acres of land in South Brookfield. Nish doesn't feel it's reasonable to ask someone like herself, who's not running a commercial farming operation, to apply for permits to be allowed to supply food for themselves.
Food is deplete in the grocery stores. The animals are treated deplorably in the grocery stores. That is why we live where we live, to raise animals well, to live them, to let them live full, happy, fulfilled life, living all of their instincts out. That's why we're doing what we're doing. And the fact that I would have to ask permission for that, I do object to that.
Frank Babin of Moose Harbor is concerned enforcing regulations on rural communities will change the culture in Queens. He wants the region to allow people to continue to live as they have for hundreds of years.
Especially the kids, because that's what I'm thinking of. They used to go by, say, oh, look at that horse, oh, look at that cow, look at, you know, and I don't want to see that taken away, because we are a rural community.
Mayor Darlene Norman says some of the permitting requirements are there to ensure the region is aware of what kinds of activities are taking place on a piece of land.
So a development agreement is just in place to note that in addition to residential, there's also household livestock as part of that main use, is how it was explained to me.
After reflecting on the discussion, the mayor is concerned that people feel the region is trying to force urban values on rural areas when in fact they're designed to keep urban uses out of those rural areas.
These documents actually protect rural interests, like livestock farming, like household livestock, like forestry uses. It zones these wharfs and says these are fishing marine areas. So I sometimes wonder if people have misinterpreted the value of them, because, you know, the majority of our lands are rural and they allow rural uses.
Now that the second public hearing sessions are complete, the proposed bylaw will go back to council for consideration at their next meeting, May 24th. Council will review the public input and determine whether to make any adjustments before voting on the bylaw. For QCCR, I'm Ed Halverson.